It is 8:05 on Tuesday, April 30th. I'm Jennifer Colton, and this is the Odds and Ends program. Starting out with a look at the Senior Center meal for today. It's Tuesday. That means the Hermiston Senior Center. And on the menu at the Harkin-Ryder Senior Activity Center is meatloaf, potatoes and gravy, vegetable, and dessert. That's meatloaf, potatoes and gravy, vegetable, and dessert today at the Hermiston Senior Center, 567-3582, if you have any questions. Now we're going to go straight into our guest today because there is a lot to talk about with Angie Treadwell. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jennifer?
I'm good. Now, which hat are you going to start off with today?
Well, I'll start off with, you know, my OSU Extension hat. That's who I always represent. But lots of fun stuff going on in the community. And as always, we never do anything alone. We always work with a lot of different community partners. So I'm definitely representing the work that we do on the Healthy Communities Coalition and the Children's Health Committee and just all of our wonderful partners in the area.
And quite a few partners. I wish people could see the number of papers that are spread out on this desk right now.
We have a plan here.
And we're gonna try and go through a little bit of chronological order with some of these, since there's so much going on this week and a little bit farther into the spring with our last one. But starting out with today, actually. What is today?
Yes, okay. So today is actually the Oregon State University Day of Giving. And so that's a university-wide event, but I kind of want to talk about the food hero component of it. So different programs kind of have, they're having a competition to see who can get the most donations. But the reason I'm really excited about the food hero link as far as the Day of Giving is concerned is that all of the donations that are specifically given to the Oregon State University Food Hero Program will go towards providing recipe books for the low-income participants that we work with. So I think that's pretty cool. And what's even cooler to me, I will definitely be donating today, is that we know all of the Food Hero recipes are on the website, and I hand out lots of recipes, but the first beautiful Food Hero cookbook will be coming out in the fall. And if you donate $20 today, you will actually receive one of those cookbooks when they are ready to go in the fall. They will mail that out. So I'm super excited about that, and I will definitely be donating for that reason because I like having recipes on my phone, but sometimes I just still want to look at a cookbook. And we've definitely had some input into what recipes go in there, and we haven't seen the final proof yet, but I'm crossing my fingers that some of those recipes that are super popular, not only in my family, but with all of the groups that I work with, will be in that cookbook. So I think it will be worth it. And what's awesome, I just got an email early this morning saying that there will be some specials today to where even if you donate $10 or $15, you're going to do some around lunchtime and dinnertime. If you donate during that period of time, you will get a cookbook. So you don't even have to donate 20, even 10 or even a dollar. Actually, one of the competitions is just who can get the most donors in.
So even if you donate a dollar, you're helping.
You count. You count. So super excited about that. And so be watching on social media. This is mostly going to be spread on social media today. It's really easy to donate on the computer, and I'll be sharing things. I don't know if maybe you guys can share things as well too, and some of our partners. But if you've been to any of our events, and I know a lot of people really like the Food Hero recipes, and you want a beautiful printed version, today is your day.
So this is going to be a better cookbook setup than mine, which is just a binder, a three-ring binder that has all of them punched in it, right?
Yes, I have the same thing. And the other day I opened it, and some, you know, I haven't had time to hole punch them yet, and so they're in the front pocket, and the front pocket broke, and they all fell out everywhere. So I'm looking forward to this, actually.
So if you're somebody who has been just looking on your phone, it's an option. If you're somebody who has whatever your own DIY version is, this will give you a little more put-together one.
Yes, yes, that is a plan. And I do want to reiterate that it won't be out till the fall, so it will be mailed to you later, so it won't be immediate. But I do think it's a good cause, too. Definitely a good cause and something that I feel good about giving to. So hopefully, you know, just want to spread the word. And if you're interested, today is your chance.
And they should watch the social media. Now, social media for Oregon State University?
Yes, Oregon State University, but it's really important that you donate on the Food Hero link because it is the Day of Giving for the whole university, and there's different programs. So I'll be sharing that on the Oregon State University Extension Umatilla County social media Facebook page, as well as the Herrick the Hermiston Ag Research and Extension Center Facebook page, and I'll be sharing it on my personal Facebook as well. So we'll get it out there.
So watch the local pages.
Yes, and if you are a big Food Hero supporter, I would love it if you would share share our posts as well with all of your friends and family.
And then you can be involved in that day of giving, and you know, in the fall, get a free cookbook.
Yeah, and you might forget about it, and then one day, I love that. You know, you just get little surprises at your door or in the mail. That's like the best thing. You know, when you find $20 in an old coat pocket or something.
Yeah, when you get your coat out, and you're like, oh, there's cash in here.
Yes, those are good things.
So that's today.
This is today, yes.
And then what else is going on the rest of this week?
Okay, woohoo. So this is actually screen-free week, which is totally awesome. So this is a week. It is a national week, and same thing here. We just encourage people, step away from your screens. We have a lot of screens that we have access to on a daily basis, and we have to be on a lot of them for work and, you know, communicating with people, our phones, computers, and then there's, you know, TV and you name it. You know the screens. Today's the week where we're encouraging people to just step away from those screens and spend more time interacting with each other, with nature, with like an actual print book, those sort of things, which I love. But especially on Thursday, it's about interacting with your community. And so we have a ton of partners, including the city of Hermiston. They're closing down Festival Street. And of course, you know, the first Thursday of every month is First Thursday Downtown anyway. Mm-hmm. So local merchants will have a bunch of fun things going on as well. And we're going to have a ton of activities for people to participate in. So, of course, we'll have Food Hero recipe samples. I mean, come on.
Of course.
Got some new recipes. My staff are thinking they're excited to try these out with people. But we'll have Spin Heart. There's helmet fitting. So if your child does not have a helmet, and I've seen lots of kids riding around here in Hermiston without helmets, please.
Or if the helmet's getting really tight.
Yep, it could. People grow. Brains grow. Skulls grow, right? Come get your kid a helmet and get that fitted. There'll be a variety of activities for preschool. So the Parent Education Hub, they bring these carpets, and there's tons of fun activities for the young ones to do. The library will have an activity, so and that's right next to Festival Street, so you can head on up there and participate mm-hmm. in that. Altruisa is going to have some books there and some things going on. Girl Scouts, they just emailed me and they're going to be a part of it. We have just tons of fun things, and then we have a passport stamp, so you get stamps when you go around to each of the activities. Bring that back to us at the end, and we're going to draw for prizes.
Which, so, who doesn't like prizes?
Who doesn't? Everybody loves something free, right? Okay, I mean, really. So we've got some fun prizes and just different giveaways there. One of the great activities, I was just talking with Shira up at Sassafras, and so that we're going to have kids can make a fresh floral bouquet. Mother's Day's coming up, mm-hmm. so you can make it for your mom. But that was really popular last year.
So right.
She's planning for more this year. So that is a super fun activity. So get there early if you want to do that. We do start at 4:30. So 4:30 to 7 is when it runs. And then I will say, too, we have all of these activities are ongoing, you know, throughout the evening there. Mm-hmm. So those will continue to go on. And I think it's going to be a beautiful day. So woohoo.
We hope. No, we'll turn down the wind a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let's just dial it down a bit. But we're used to it here, right? But we have a bunch of activities at certain times too. So Alexis will actually be there doing dance with kids throughout the evening. So she's got the energy. She's going to continue that. So once she gets, anytime there's a little group together, she'll be doing some dance. So kids can try that out and mm-hmm. see if, you know, that's something they might have interest in pursuing further. One of my staff is going to do some gentle yoga at 5 and 6, so that'd be appropriate really for anyone, including kids. So she'll just do some gentle yoga stretches, which is always really good for you. Colin will be there doing some house fire movement activities. It sounds really fun. So we've got that going on. That's at 5:30. And then at 6:15, Joy will be there with Zumba, which is always super popular and energizing. So just an opportunity to try out some different things if you haven't tried them before, if you know what they are.
Or if you don't know what they are.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. What if you have to lose? They're free. Just give them a try and maybe find out a little bit more about some of the things that are going on in your community that you could participate in, you know, on a more regular basis if you find interest in them. So I'm super excited. I think it's going to be really, really fun and, you know, like any of us, we're juggling. Two of my kids have track meets, so we'll just try to see how we can make that work. My husband is awesome. I'll just say that. But I'm hoping to, like, steal away for just a little bit and watch, you know, a couple of specific events and then come back for the one track meet that's local. So, yeah, it's going to be, I think it's going to be a really fun evening. And we just have a ton of different partners who have really made that happen. And I can start to name them, and I just hope I don't forget any. But, you know, Umatilla-Morrow Head Start is always a partner. Of course, we have OSU Extension, Altrusa, Kiwanis, the, you know, City of Hermiston Parks and Rec Department. As I said, the Girl Scouts will be there. Good Shepherd. Of course, the library, the Parent Education Hub, WIC, and then Kiwanis is sponsoring the activity with Sassafras by Shira. The Master Gardeners will be there. So it's just, it's going to be really fun. Come, please come. Like, I like to visit with people. These events are so fun to just be able to interact with people as well. So.
And so this is from 4:30 to 7 this Thursday on Festival Street.
Yes.
And all of it is free.
It's all free. Come on, really? How could you miss this? So, yeah. So even
and so this is for part of Screen Free Week.
Uh-huh.
Which is that week going on right now?
It's going on right now. So we want you to be observing it at home and everywhere you are as well. But I will say, too, it kind of continues into Friday. So on Friday, our awesome local Love and Spadefuls Community Garden will have on-site registration from 4 to 7 on Friday, May 3rd. And May 4th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. will be another session of on-site registration. And they'll have some fun planting activities for kids. I've talked about the community garden before. You can call Shelley Hankinson at 541-571-2435 if you want to volunteer or if you have questions. But that will also be shared on Facebook as well. We find that's a really effective way to get messages across. Is social media is becoming more and more effective. So, yeah, you can look at your screens a little bit during Screen Free Week to keep up to date on the info and then go to the activity. But, no, the community garden is an awesome opportunity to be able to have a garden space if you don't have one at home. You know, the hospital provides the land and they also provide the water. So for $10 total, that's a flat fee for the whole entire summer, you have drip lines that are automatically watering your plot. I mean, basically you have to plant it and weed it and harvest. And that's what you have to do.
And that's it.
That's it. There's a whole shed there with tools and everything. You know, it's fenced off. All the plots are marked. It's a wonderful opportunity that we really encourage people to take advantage of. And if you're interested, I would recommend, you know, trying to get in there as soon as you can. There are the on-site registration dates, like I just talked about, on Friday and Saturday. And you can, after that, you can register at Umatilla-Morrow Head Start, their main office there. So that's available all the time. That's at the corner of 4th and Main. But the plots do go. You know, 60 plots were utilized last year. And
didn't it expand a little bit
this year?
They've
expanded it a little bit, and that's it. So I'm not sure. I haven't talked to Shelley this week if they got all of the 20 additional plots ready to go. But it did expand a little bit, and then that's it. You know, there's not much more room for expansion. So if you're interested, I would really recommend get down there because it's a great opportunity.
And you get a little bit of help, too, because if anybody else is over there, they might know a little bit more of what they're doing than you do.
You do. You know, the Master Gardeners kind of have a demo plot, and a lot of times you might find one of them there, and they're a great resource for asking questions, too. There are quite a few people involved with that garden who are really knowledgeable, and I have my own garden at home, but I definitely take advantage of my resources there because I don't know everything about gardening, so it's super helpful.
What were the times, again, for the registration for the garden?
So Friday, it's in the evening, May 3rd, 4 to 7. And then on May 4th, Saturday morning, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
So you're going to kind of keep people busy Thursday night and Friday night or Saturday morning.
Yes. Well, and there's tons of other activities going on, too. So
it's a really busy week.
But it's great. See, we want you to be out interacting with people. I feel like when I'm out with people, it just gives me way more energy. And
so do we have this purposely organized where Screen Free Week ends kind of on Cinco de Mayo?
Yes, because then you go to Cinco de Mayo on Sunday, and what more could you want? I didn't actually orchestrate that. It's just the way it turned out. But hey.
Here's the important question. Are you going to give people a pass to watch Game of Thrones?
A pass to watch Game of Thrones? I don't know. Should I?
That's what we were talking about, you know, the Screen Free Week coming up. Well, and had a friend go, yes, but I can't miss Game of Thrones.
Okay, well, I'm not one to, like, tell anyone what to do. In fact, that's another interesting comment or conversation because everyone thinks I'm the food police. No, my job is just to provide you with the resources. You get to manage your time. So I think that's, you know, very reasonable. If you have a special thing you want to do, of course, do that. Like, don't deny yourself that. Just what we're trying to say is don't spend all day on your screens, mm-hmm. right? Make it special like that. That's a special thing.
It's kind of like an awareness of how often you are on screens and making yes. choices to do at least some other activities.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I mean, I can even see it in my own family. You know, sometimes I'm like, no, phones are gone away. Because, yeah, I mean, your kids get on the screens and, you know, it's really important, especially as my kids get older, to just have those interactions. So that's what we're really trying to encourage and put out there. And, you know, there's a lot of research. I spend a lot of time, you know, talking about nutrition and we talk about physical activity. But in order to really be healthy, it's way more than that. And one of the other really important components, and especially as part of your mental health and well-being, is really having connections with others, having relationships with others, but even interactions with others. I mean, there's really a lot of research that shows that that really contributes a lot to your overall wellness as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big picture thing. It's not just, you know, like I said, I'm here promoting Food Hero a lot and doing a lot of Food Hero things, but there's a lot of components to it.
And all of it kind of interconnected. And just a really busy week this week.
It is. Well, you know, we have other things going. You know, our house prom is kind of like the big on the docket for Saturday. So we're working through that as well, too. But I also want to reiterate that the screen-free week, this is for anyone. So any ages. You know, last year we had a lot of older adults come because I think a lot of people think, oh, this is just for kids. And they really enjoy themselves. You know, you can participate in as many activities as you want as well, too. But some of these physical activity sessions that we have are really appropriate for any age. And, of course, you can always adjust to your comfort level. I think just a great time for anyone to stop mm-hmm. by.
You talk about doing things like you've got yoga, you've got Zumba that
yeah.
pretty much any age you can go in there and do.
Yeah, and the yoga, not to scare people, is just very gentle stretching. So we're not going to get into anything too complicated or twist you into a pretzel.
Nobody's going to be pretzel shaped.
We do not. No. We do not want to do that. So it will be a fun experience. And I'm sure even with the kids dance, if there's some adults who want to participate in that, we are just very flexible with this. Very flexible.
So do you have any other suggestions for things people can do during screen-free week? Obviously, we've got your Thursday and we've got your Friday. Are there other things that families or that people can do to kind of celebrate or recognize this week?
Well, I think these are things that you could do anytime. You know, my family and I, we like to make use of the library, not just on screen-free week when they're going to have an activity there, but all the time. It's a great resource. You know, they have activities during the week and on the weekends. You know, I know last week they had a spring fling bazaar, but mm-hmm. they have story time. So you can just contact them. They'll have the summer reading program, but just books, reading, print books. But they have tons of resources there too if you don't want that. And so it's a great place to interact. And then I am just a huge fan, especially now that the weather's getting nicer. Although the last two mornings were a little brisk. I'm running, like, I met my friend at 5:30 and my fingers are still numb, but that's okay. Well, it's supposed to get warmer. Just walking, you know, especially in the afternoons now, it's been pretty lovely. So find some friends or neighbors or someone and just walk, even if it's around the block or, you know, with your kids, just walk around the neighborhood. I love doing that, especially as people start coming outside. You get to talk to your neighbors. I think a lot of times in the winter, we're like all shut off from each other because we don't want to go outside. But I love getting, you know, just kind of chatting with the neighbors, saying hi and getting updates from what's going on. And I think I rubbed off on my 7-year-old. She's by far my most friendly child. And she likes to visit with everyone as well, too. So she's one that often helps get us all out the door.
And the afternoons are really nice. As you said, some of the mornings are a little bit cold. So bundle up if you're doing things in the morning.
Yeah, no, definitely wear your gloves and everything else. So
we had a Cub Scout camp out thing on the last weekend. The wind was a little cold. I don't know if I recommend fully camping quite this early in the year yet, but you know, that's an option.
I was going to say, that could be an option for screen-free week, but you have to be brave like Jennifer. I am kind of a wimp with camping. Summer is my time. I love being outdoors, but I'm kind of, yeah, I want to be warm at night.
But make sure that you're looking at the weather forecast and dressing appropriately if you're doing anything outside.
Always wear layers. Yes, always wear layers. This is a good tip for life.
But the screen-free week also doesn't mean that you have to go outside. You can do board games and reading. And
well, that's the awesome thing. Board games are awesome. I actually had some high school kids. My daughter's friends were playing Family Feud last night at my house. I'm like, this is awesome. You are celebrating screen-free week. Of course, I didn't say that because, you know, in your high school.
Because then you'll make them slightly awkward and they'll want to do something else.
I don't know if that would make it not cool. You know, too bad. I'm kind of one of those moms who doesn't really care if I make it awkward. It's just, it's all good. It's... I am who I am, and if I embarrass you, sorry, but this is just me. But that was pretty awesome. But also, you know, a lot of times we talk about just put on some music and dance, you know, and I think that's kind of fun. I mean, I will do that once in a while. Usually I'm, you know, trying to get everything done, but when I do that, especially my little one is always impressed, you know, put on some music and just dance around your house. And yeah, sometimes it'll make you feel better too, right?
So there are a lot of ways to recognize screen-free week.
Yes. And
definitely go down to Festival Street on Thursday, but celebrate it at home, too.
Yes, and you know what? I would love to hear. I am going to, we'll share this on Screen Free Week, and so if you want to get on our Facebook page with OSU Extension and comment how you celebrate Screen Free Week, I think that would be awesome. I love to hear other people's tips as well, too, so I encourage that mm-hmm. as well.
And then you'd be able to get some more ideas maybe from other people on what they've been doing.
Yeah, for sure. I think that would be very fun.
Now, before we let you out of here, though, let's just recap everything.
Yes, let's recap.
So we've got the Day of Giving for
today.
Oregon State University today, and support the Food Hero program.
Yes, and get your own cookbook, too, like I said, and watch for the specials at lunchtime and dinner time, where you only have to donate like $10, and you can still get this cookbook that will come in the fall. But I feel like it's a very good cause, because I think it's super important that everybody has the tools and resources to make healthy choices. Mm-hmm. You know, my job, going back to that food police, I am not the food police. I'm never going to tell you like you shouldn't eat something or whatever. I'm not going to do that. Because somebody does that to me, that's like the first thing I want to eat. But I want people to have the tools and resources to be able to make choices that are best for their body, you know? Mm-hmm. And so if you have the knowledge, you can make those choices and decide what works best for you.
So you're not just buying the cookbook, you're doing a donation to help all those other programs.
Right, for us to be able, for the SNAP Ed program at OSU Extension, to be able to produce more cookbooks so that we will be able to hand those out for free at our interventions where we work with families who might have a more limited income. So mm-hmm. I'm super excited about that.
And this week is all screen-free week, but that downtown Hermiston celebration on Thursday... 4:30 to 7.
Which is going to be really fun. 4:30 to 7. Can I read the activities of special or schedule of special events really quick?
Go
again?
Go for it.
4:30 to 7, dance with Alexis. Super fun. 5 o'clock, gentle yoga with Aaron. 5:30, house fire movement with Colin. 6 p.m., kids yoga again with Aaron. And that can adults can join in as well. And then 6:15, Zumba. So dancing with Joy. She always brings a lot of energy. So, even just watching her, I think, gives you energy. Super awesome.
So that's going on. And then Friday, we're talking community garden, right?
Yes, community garden. On-site registration, May 3rd, 4 to 7, and May 4th, 8 to 11 a.m. in the morning. So you can do evening, afternoon, or morning. And then also there will be some fun kids activities, some planting activities. They actually have some succulents that Kiwanis purchased for them to be able to let the kids do a planting activity. So super extra motivation to come down. Plots are just $10 for the entire season. All of your water is provided and there's tools on site.
So a lot of opportunities, a lot of things going on this week, starting today.
Starting today and every day, all day, right?
But that's good. We want people to be active and have a lot of options.
We give you options, okay? Options.
That will now, though, wrap up our odds and ends program for today, because we're going to take a quick break and send everything down to the Lish Bistro, where Angela is ready with our Chamber Business Connections on AM 1360 KOH.